This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Wellness, Fact versus Fiction. I'm Dr. Danielle Bilardo, and I'm a cardiologist who loves evidence-based medicine and nutrition science. But as a millennial, I've watched endless wellness fads take over social media. It's my mission to get to the bottom of things by bringing on the top expert physicians and scientists to help us determine what is fact versus fiction when it comes to your health. It's time to leave the pseudoscience behind and become empowered when it comes to our wellness. Hello, hello, everyone. We are back. I know I've ghosted y'all for the last year or so, but it's me, Dr. Danielle Bilardo, and I am back in your ears and in your lives with a new podcast and an incredible podcast team, the amazing women at Podcast Nation. I'm so excited to be part of the Podcast Nation family, and we're back. And you may have noticed the podcast name change, and we are now Wellness Fact versus Fiction. So here's a little bit of a reintroduction to me, to our new podcast, what we're all about, and just a little bit of a catch up since I've literally been MIA on the podcast scene for at least a year. So, hi, everyone. I hope everyone's been doing well or as well as we could be doing during this global once in a lifetime pandemic, which has obviously been incredibly stressful. But I do want to say that I am incredibly happy to be returning with the podcast to bring you guys far more diverse content than I brought you before. So if you've been following me since the beginning, you know, I started my podcast years and years ago when I was a cardiology fellow, and it was focused on just nutrition. We previously were called Nutrition Rounds, and it was a way for me to interview people in plant-based nutrition, mostly was the focus. And I really had a big evolution in my understanding of nutrition science and science in general over the last several years. And what I began to realize was that as my views on nutrition science have evolved and my understanding of evaluating scientific evidence and scientific literature has evolved as I've grown, I finished cardiology fellowship, became a cardiologist, have been in private practice for a year now in Newport Beach, California. I have learned that the more you know, the more you don't know. And that truly is the case. The more I learn, the more I realize I have to learn. And I also began to realize that scientific communication is incredibly complex. And the amount of misinformation that we see on social media has just been so pronounced through the pandemic. And I started to have this realization that I've been much better at understanding and being able to critically evaluate nutrition science literature, especially as it pertains to preventive cardiology, as this is my specialty and my main focus. But one really humbling thing I realized was that in other areas of medicine, I truly have no idea what's fact or fiction. The best example I can give is one that's pretty benign and simple, but is pretty common. And that's when I fell for all of the, you know, kind of gimmicks in clean beauty. So as a woman who is in my 30s and, you know, I focus on a good skincare routine, I'm not a dermatologist, but I totally used to believe things like the more expensive the product, the better, or, you know, the more something was hyped up, the better. It wasn't until I started to follow various physicians in different specialties that I started to realize how much I have been duped by wellness trends that were out there. And even though I'm a physician and I've had years and years and years of medical training, but outside of my own expertise, I haven't been able to decipher what's fact versus fiction. So skincare is one. There's so many women's health myths. That's another. And I began to realize, okay, so if me as a physician, I'm able to decipher clinical evidence and research in my field, in cardiology and in nutrition science, but if I can't really easily tell what's fact versus fiction for different wellness fads outside of my specialty, how can I expect everyone else to? And the truth is that we're all vulnerable to this kind of misinformation. So the point here is that's why I wanted to expand the podcast. That's why we're now Wellness Fact versus Fiction. I'm going to be interviewing some of the top experts in so many different fields in healthcare. And we're going to be breaking down the myths that I will admit, many of which I believed and I totally bought into for years and years. For example, we're going to be starting off with Dr. Jennifer Gunter, who is my favorite OBGYN, who debunks myths constantly about women's health. We're going to debunk everything from myths about drinking cranberry juice, the UTI, to peeing after sex, whether or not that prevents urinary tract infections, to myths about menopause and myths about vaginal health in general. There are zillions, and Dr. Gunter debunks them all. Then we have Dr. Ranella Hirsch, who's a board-certified dermatologist who does the most amazing job debunking and breaking through the myths and misconceptions about skincare, clean beauty, and all of those wellness trends that we see on Goop and that we see on all the various different Instagram influencers' pages. And it's incredibly useful because even in those two interviews that I've already completed, I learned so much. I can't even describe to you how many myths I previously believed. And I've been in medicine, in medical training, and for, 12 years. So it's just unbelievable to me how hard it can be sometimes to decipher what's fact versus fiction in wellness. We're also going to have nutrition science experts, of course. There's no way I would keep my podcast going without having various different kinds of scientific debates and discussions in nutrition. So we're going to be interviewing Kevin Hall from the National Institute of Health. And of course, all of your favorites like Kevin Klatt will be back and many, many, many more. And we're going to discuss everything in nutrition science, but we're also going to keep it broad to discuss even things in exercise science. For example, I have this amazing chiropractor coming up named Aaron Kubal, the chiropractor who's probably most hated by chiropractors. The reason being is he debunks almost everything you've ever thought about chiropractics in general and everything about musculoskeletal health. There are so many things that he mentions that have been mind-blowing to me. He covers myths about sleep position and pain. He covers different myths about back cracking and what happens when you're getting a quote-unquote back adjustment. And so the amount of misinformation that's out there from various specialties, it's just unlimited. And so I could go on for days about the different topics that I would love to cover. We'll be covering a lot of them. One of the episodes I'm most excited to bring you guys is with my friend, Dr. David Noonan, who is the professor of evidence-based medicine at Oxford. And Dr. Noonan is going to do a breakdown of what is evidence-based medicine. How do we critically evaluate and appraise scientific evidence and scientific research? And then how do we utilize that ability to critically evaluate research and apply it to our patients? It won't be just geared towards healthcare providers. It'll be something that I want everyone to listen to because in general, there's so much hype in headlines. There's so much hype in nutrition headlines, wellness headlines, COVID headlines. And Dr. Noonan's going to give you guys a great tool to be able to just critically evaluate headlines and research in general. It'll be incredibly helpful for any healthcare providers that are also listening. So we have so much more to come. There are going to be countless brilliant experts in various specialties that I'm going to bring you who are going to help all of us, including myself, determine what's fact versus fiction. And I think one really important theme that I want you guys to keep in mind as you listen to each episode and as you listen to my podcast in general is that science is always changing. Science is a constantly changing living organism. And so what we discuss in one episode could be a year later completely out of date. And so nothing is finite. Nothing is set in stone. And I think it's important to have that purview when you're listening to each episode, knowing that science updates, science changes. And we really have to keep that in mind, that we have to have an open mind while using the best available evidence we have at the moment. I'm, of course, going to do a much anticipated vaccine debunking episode with a very special statistician who everyone loves from social media. And we are going to do a lot more. There is just so much exciting debunking coming your way. We're also going to be just discussing different psychological issues, from everything varying from depression to anxiety, even breakups, and different ways to handle mental health in general. There's a lot of areas of mental health that have been on social media that need a lot of clarification and debunking as well. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is going to be debunking a lot of functional medicine gastroenterology topics with Austin Chang. We're going to talk about parasite cleanses and all the things you've heard, from using colonics to pretty much every other GI topic you've seen on Instagram, and get to the bottom of the nuance for all of those discussions. So I'm really excited for you all to embark on this journey with me. And we're really all learning together. I certainly consider myself very knowledgeable in cardiovascular disease and in nutrition science, but there are so many areas of medicine and health and wellness that I have so much to learn. So I'm going to be learning with you. And even in nutrition science, there's still so much I have to learn. Even in cardiology, I'm constantly learning. So we're just going to be all learning together, and it's going to be really fun. And so I want you guys to really feel engaged in this. I want you guys to feel ownership and feel that you really have a voice in this. So I want you to comment on our first episode post on Instagram and make sure that you let us know what else you want clarified. What wellness topics are you confused about? What do you need debunked? Where are you in wellness that you need someone to help you clarify fact versus fiction? And we will get some top experts on to discuss your favorite topics as well. I think that as we learn and as we grow, we'll continue to see that our generation is really intelligent. And I truly believe that we're going to be the generation to make evidence-based medicine and intellectual honesty the coolest thing that's out there. I think it's so much more empowering for us to be able to look at advertisements for supplements or clean beauty or for nonsense pseudoscience, and for us to all be empowered and feel like, well, I know the scientific evidence doesn't support XYZ, and this is why. And for us to not only save money, but prevent a lot of unnecessary interventions, a lot of unnecessary purchases, and to help optimize our health in a way that's backed by science. Because at the end of the day, we're all looking for health and happiness, and we all want to be able to do it in the best way possible. And there is no shortage of people out there on Instagram trying to sell you their quick fix and way. So we're going to get to the bottom of it together. And I am so excited to do it with you all. So join in on the conversation, and I'll see you every week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I would love to keep bringing you all the latest health and wellness information and misinformation to debunk. So please do me a quick favor and leave a 5-star rating, review, and share with a friend. Make sure to leave a comment about which wellness fad you'd like debunked next, and I'll get to the bottom of it. Follow me on Instagram at Danielle Blardo MD and our podcast page at Wellness Fact Versus Fiction, and be sure to tune in next week.